I think the big change came when a lot more nurses got tertiary degrees. You know, I mean, I started on my degree in 73, and but I didn't finish until 81.
Well, you were fairly busy.
I was, and I did two papers most years,
Yes.
And I had a full-time year. Yeah, 81 was the year I had the
Okay.
full-time year. And
I'm
so,
sure you did some other things other than just full-time study.
the year I did full-time study, I lived in Palmerston North. I
Oh,
did it at
okay.
Massey. And, you know, I mean, that in itself was great. And I got to know the Wellington Sisters of Mercy because they were stationed in Palmerston North. So I lived in a house beside the Mercy Hospital that they had in Palmerston North,
Oh.
which actually closed a few years later. But that was good too. So I saw what the situation was down there. It was the connections that I made with those nurses that I met, and here's the group that
Oh, this is your
graduated.
graduation.
Yes, and you know, they were all in different walks of life. A couple were tutors, but some were, you know, became nurse specialists in their
Yes.
own way. So, you know, that was really a big thing for me because although, you know, I hadn't done very well at the theory, I hadn't excelled at the theory in my basic training, I mean, I did really well at university. But there was a gap, you know, I was, what, 32 or 33 or something by the time I'd done my
Oh,
full-time year.
yes.
And I think doing the training the way I did, you know, you knew a whole lot of things and you did your practical work. And then doing the extramural study, I was putting into practice right then and there what I was learning theory about.